Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a
Hump Day.
Thanks,
man.
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking driving in. This week is moving, which is great. We love it. Halfway to the weekend. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good, Andy Bunker. It's winch here on the midday show. As you know, living for the weekend. Big night of baseball. Big dagger nights. In basketball, and a big, you're not there yet, maybe, moment in basketball. Mm-hmm. But also, big trade in the NFL, which, you kind of saw. You heard the rumors, but you were like, nah, they ain't going to do that.
Yeah, it made sense after they made the DK Metcalf trade. Yeah. We all kind of hypothesized as to what it would look like with DK Metcalf and George Pickens as teammates.
Yeah.
Like the on-paper part of it, it's like, dang, that's two big, talented receivers.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Still don't know who their quarterback is.
Yeah.
Pretty cool if they'd figure that out.
Yeah.
But then, the Steelers trade George Pickens late last night, early this morning.
I don't know.
Very classically Cowboys move where they leaked it because they're excited about it because they want people talking about it. So George Pickens is headed to Dallas for a couple draft picks, third-round pick and a future fifth-rounder. And, okay.
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
Dallas needed a number two player, a number two opposite of CD or around CD. The guy then in George Pickens. George is in the last year of his contract, so, you're playing for a contract. But, is Pittsburgh rebuilding?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they're doing what they do when they're tired of wide receivers.
Yes, that's usually what happens. That's usually what happens.
And
if Mike T trading you as a receiver
We were kind of going through it before the show, because we always talk about how Pittsburgh's like, man, they don't mind like taking a chance on a wide receiver.
It seems like it's always damn wide receivers, don't it? Don't it always seem like it's wide receivers too?
A wide receiver with a little bit of character.
Yeah,
but then when they leave, they make it work as long as they possibly can. I'm not trying to say what George Pickens did in Pittsburgh was comparable to what some of those other guys did in Pittsburgh because he wasn't as successful as some of those other guys. But like when they were ready to move on from Antonio Brown fell off a cliff.
Yes.
When they were ready to move on from some of these other guys like that have talent and had some success there, you don't really hear from them again. So hopefully that's not what happens to George Pickens because he's really early in his career to be the case. But when Pittsburgh gives up on you at wide receiver, that says something about you.
You just hope that because he's so young still, like 22, 23 years old. They hopefully learn from it. From what they say, he's not a bad dude in the locker room or nothing like that. Like some of them other guys, you say, like AB was still playing at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go.
Right.
But sometimes, the tolerance of some, because they had a damn dirt bag for a quarterback for years.
Right.
It's just, one of those things where you just hope George goes to, in Dallas, eventually you have fun and make fun of Jerry Jones. It's a first-class organization. He takes care of his players and all those different things. But, with the leadership at quarterback with Dak, because you know, you ain't going to talk to Dak crazy if you're George. And George, I've never seen George talk crazy to anybody. He's demonstrative if he's not getting the ball and all those things
he
like that.
He might talk a little crazy to an opponent.
But he talk crazy to an opponent, but I've never seen
Georgia
him.
Georgia Tech guy never through
seen,
a wall.
Never seen him go at a quarterback
right,
or anything
right, yeah,
like
yeah.
Never
yeah,
seen
yeah.
him do that.
Okay.
So, I mean, that'd be the interesting
he's
thing.
He's also played with some pretty rough quarterback yes, situations.
Yes, like, and still was
he's
doing
he's 3 years in the league, right? Yes. So last year was Russ and Justin Fields, yes, and that was sort of a weird deal. Before that was Kenny Pickett.
Yes.
So this is the best quarterback situation he will have been in. Not to mention the fact that, like, CeeDee Lamb's a bona fide number one. Like, that's a legitimately yes, top flight wide receiver in the NFL. So that's the best duo he's had as I also.
Yes.
So I don't know. Maybe it'll work out. It's a pretty big deal. Like, that's a big move yeah, by the Cowboys to go out and get a guy as talented as he is with the upside that he has.
They've had a nice
guy make it work.
They've had a nice – I know the whole thing is about Micah Parsons, the contract and everything like that, but they did all right. I mean, they went and got the best interior lineman in the draft.
The Alabama kid.
Yeah, they yeah, played. And then, you know, they went and got the pass rusher out of BC who's ready and
yeah,
everything
yeah,
like
yeah,
that. You go get running backs. You go get George Pickens. You know, Dak stay healthy because Dak's been hurt.
Who'd they get at running back? Remind me.
The kid from Denver, Williams.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Javonte Williams.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We loved him coming out of North
yeah,
Carolina.
And so, yeah,
he just kind of had some injuries in Denver.
Yeah, I know that's been the thing with the whole Micah Parsons. But Dallas has had an eyed offseason.
Yeah. Right. It's hard to say good yeah, when Micah Parsons still is unsigned.
Yes.
You got to get that taken care of.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they probably will. But, yeah, well, they also hired, you know.
But that, yeah, that's it.
It was like Brent Shawn.
Well, he's been around the program. They like him.
Uh-huh.
The players supported the decision.
It's funny how they do things different when they're excited about it versus when they're not.
Right.
Like, they wanted everyone to talk about George Pickens all day, so they leaked the news last night, so we talk about it all day.
Yeah.
When they hired Brent Schottenheimer, they announced it at like 11 p.m. on a Friday
yeah,
before a three-day weekend.
Yes. So, yeah,
so,
I mean,
yeah, yeah, they know what they're doing.
There's always strategy behind everything.
Yeah, man. Everybody knows what they're doing. Speaking of strategy.
He sent them, Andy.
We saw a little Ron Washington yeah, at third base last
he
night for
him.
Matt Tuiasosopo.
He sent them.
Man, when they said, and they're sending him,
yeah,
I was like, no, they're not.
No, they're not.
There's no way they're sending
no, they're not,
him. Thank goodness. Shout out to the red second baseman for falling asleep. He did not play that correctly.
No.
He must have just thought that there was no, same thought we had. There's no way they're sending him. They're not, yeah, I mean, wasn't hit that hard. You
yeah,
know, or I guess it was hit hard. It was hit too hard. Like, they got the ball back into the infield with plenty of time. Man, that guy caught it, turned the wrong way.
They're like
triple pumped,
like,
and then threw it home with just enough time.
I mean, it was
for our guy Stuart Fairchild to sneak in there and score and tie the game.
It was a split second type situation, man. And another win for the Braves. Boy, Chris Sale was like, he got peppered, especially early on, but he was on some damn gas.
Played great.
Ooh,
yeah,
whoa,
yeah, two back to back great starts.
He was throwing gas yesterday. Like, I didn't know he still had the triple digits in that arm, but he was. Pew, pew, and yet it was still a boring ass game. Boy, if Michael Harris didn't need that hit, if Michael Harris didn't need that hit, what a clutch hit by him! And then, you know, obviously the Big Bear closes things out for him. But yeah, nice win for them. But yeah, it was good to see Chris Sale. He was spitting it.
Yep.
But I tell you, the funniest part of the game to me was when Drake Bowman comes up and they're popping him up and everything. First hit out, first swing out, bam! Like, well, damn. I thought the young boy was going to come up here and do something.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. What a big moment in the young career. Bump. First damn pitch. Bump.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a tough go last night,
man,
trying to score runs. I mean, shout out to their pitcher. Andrew Abbott's having a nice start to the year. It was a pitcher's duel. One thing you like about those is they go pretty fast.
Yes.
So they were able to kind of get out of the way so you could flip over and watch Golden State and Minnesota, and we'll talk about that as the show goes on. That was an unexpected performance from the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Raggedy.
I don't know how to, because Anthony Edwards came out in the second half and looked like Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Like, he scored, I think, 22 in the second half,
yeah,
got to the rim,
yes,
like, really looked like the guy that we've seen. That first half, I don't know
what the hell was going on.
It was weird.
It was,
he didn't even call for the ball on the final possession of the first half. He kind of was like, "Ah, you guys got it.
Like,
we'll figure it out."
Like, somebody said something. Like, you
I
said,
don't know.
Like we were talking about before the show, like, did somebody say something like, We don't need you. So I'm okay. I'll show y'all.
Remember when Kobe used to do that sometimes? And he'd
yeah,
just like, all right, well, I'm just going to pass it all half and you guys see how much you need me. Like, I'm not saying that's what Anthony Edwards did because he was, you know, he was 0-for-8. He just didn't play good in the
right,
first half. But it just looked weird. Like, his energy was different than it normally is. He's usually so demonstrative and, like, so.
He played defense well.
He played okay. Yeah. But it was just it was weird. And then whatever, he found it at halftime, and they played better in the second half. They lost the game, but Golden State lost Steph Curry.
Yes.
And, you know, there's no real timetable for that because it's a hamstring. Who knows? Obviously, he had to come out of the game early in the second quarter. He was going off, too. That's what sucks. Like, yeah. It feels like we were about to get treated to, like, a 40-point Steph Curry game. He was so happy to not be guarded by Amen Thompson anymore. He was like, this is great. He felt like a new man. But unfortunately, he pulled his hamstring early in the second and had to come out of the game. They still won it without him. Credit to Jimmy Butler, and Draymond played great.
And damn, Buddy!
Buddy Hield is
smiling
on a heater right now.
Smiling, Buddy.
But yeah, man, like, you know, hopefully that's a short-term thing because they won the game, which is huge. But Steph's health is the most important.
Yeah.
Like, Steph doesn't come back, they can't win this
game.
Yeah,
but I don't know, man. Jimmy done took worse teams.
Yeah.
To the NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And beat better teams than the Minnesota team.
You think so? Better teams? The Celtics team a couple years ago?
I think that Celtics
ago?
Team is better than
maybe.
This.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe better than this team right here. But, I mean,
it's a wild cast Jimmy's working with now, though. I know he's got Draymond and Buddy's on a little heater. Like, Pat Spencer played, like, 15 minutes
Draymond,
last night.
Shout
out to Pat Spencer.
No, Draymond played this good, like, that game 7 against the Cavs.
Yeah, no, Draymond had that where's Rudy at energy.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Draymond came out and scored, I think, 16 points in the first half because he gets so excited.
Yes.
As excited as Steph was to not be getting guarded by Amen Thompson anymore, Draymond Green's so excited to be playing against Rudy Gobert.
Yes.
It energizes him to another level.
Come on, Rudy. Come get you some of this. Come get you some of this, Rudy.
A 16-point half from Draymond Green is a 30-point half from a normal player.
Yes. Like, how many to get with?
18.
Yeah.
But he was doing his thing on defense. He was expending his energy on defense.
I was like, damn, Dray going off. I mean, that way. Oh, 18.
Yeah, that's
all. But they needed all 16 of them. I mean, they were beating the hell out of they were by 20. Like, just a bad all around game for the Timberwolves. But I don't think Steph plays tomorrow.
No, I wouldn't play him in game 2.
Yeah,
because you got
the
steal.
You got the one.
You got until Saturday.
You got the one, but you got a player who don't give a damn about that, and Jimmy.
Right.
Jimmy's gonna go for 2.
Yeah, and they should. Yeah. They should. I mean, you saw what happened last night in the other game, the early game with the Cavs and the Pacers. It very much looked like the Pacers were like, cool, we got game 1, we're good.
Yeah.
And then slowly but surely, they worked their way back into that thing, and I don't know if anybody, like, you got a little fun heater from Buddy Hield.
Yes.
He's having a great playoffs. I think Aaron Gordon's having a fun playoff so far.
Yes.
I don't think anybody's having more fun than Tyrese Halliburton right now.
And I'll tell you this. You know, I hate it, Andy. You old call your own foul where gym shoes, where running shoes with sweatpants to hoop and call your own fouls dorks with that crappy ass overrated chant. You know how I hate them. You know how I hate them, and I want to call them some, but I know CCCF people will disband me and everything. But
the Russians?
No, this, you know, see,
oh, the FCC,
them folks, them folks.
I was talking about the communists.
Yeah, them folks right there. But I hate those people who make that chant because those are the biggest non-athletic dorks in the world with anything. All right, and I'm so glad
I've done so many.
I'm
of those
so
chants.
Glad he tore they damn mouth out.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah,
he tore their damn mouth out.
We got to stop calling him overrated because.
Man, why would you call him overrated?
I don't know. His peers did. And then now everybody's decided that they want to run with it.
It was like,
it's the worst thing that could have happened.
How many NBA players are there?
I don't know. But
it was like, they said it was like 90 people.
90 guys voted on that one. Most guys opted out for voting on that one.
Yes.
And he got 15% of the 90.
All them probably the bench.
Probably.
Yeah.
Who knows? I don't know. But him winning that or losing that, however you want to call it, is the worst thing that happened in the Eastern Conference. Because he's been playing great before that.
Oh, dude, he's on one now.
And then they said he was the most overrated player in the NBA.
His daddy come? Well, his daddy's fault.
Well, yeah, that was a different deal. But now, I mean, all he's doing is hitting game winners now. Like, he goes by Giannis to win game 7.
Yes.
And then he's won both of these games late for the Pacers. And as soon as he got, and poor Ty Jerome, man, like, that guy is in a bad spot.
Yeah.
This guy could have won Sixth Man of the Year.
Yes.
Perfect situation coming off the bench for the Cavs.
And now he got to do
And now Darius Garland's hurt, so he's got to start. He's shooting too much. He's worn out. And he gets ISO'd at the top of the key after that offensive rebound on Tyrese Halliburton, and everybody knew what was going to happen.
Cook
he got him dancing.
Cook
it was
him.
He got he practiced that step back, and it looks just like he practiced that 1,000 times. Like, He got him he got the exact matchup he wanted. He got him exactly. He knew he was going to try to force him right, so he crossed over back left, went by him. Jerome tries to recover, steps back, goes flying into the key, and Tyrese Halliburton just drains it. Like, just unbelievable.
As soon as he shot, I was like, oh, that draws right there.
As soon as it was Ty Jerome, it was like, oh, this is it.
Yeah.
He's going to start dancing on him, and he's got no chance.
But as soon as he shot, I was like, oh, that draws.
It reminded me of the Kemba step back against Pitt those years ago. I think that's my favorite step back of all time.
Oh, man.
Kemba made that poor dude fall.
Because it was so in the moment of when it was.
James Harden had where the guy went tumbling to the baseline and he stood there and
looked at
him.
What about Jalen Brunson, the one he just had?
Oh, yeah. Was on a Asar Thompson.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Would you call Michael Jordan against Byron?
That's more of a crossover.
More of a crossover with a little shove.
I don't know. He had his hand on him.
A little shove.
You're allowed to touch.
A little shove.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending, including what Brian Snitker's talking about here.
Could have pierced a gap right there.
Yeah, it's one place to get pierced. People are into that. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Game.
Ladies and gentlemen,
time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Well, Michael's been struggling a little bit at the plate as of late. If there was ever a time to bust out of it, this should be a good one.
Harris, lighter to right. Stuart Fairchild on his way to third.
He's been struggling. He's been working. I know he's out here hitting early today, and, you know, they've been processing things. So that was good, for him. I mean, he about won it for us bat before when he, you know, he could have pierced a gap right there and scored two. So that was really encouraging to see.
Yeah, Snit after the game talking about the huge game-tying RBI for Michael Harris. Needed it. Team needed it, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
They're three of their last 39. And this doesn't even count towards that because Fairchild was on first base. But they're three of their last 39 with runners in scoring position.
Damn.
I'll just quickly do the math. That's not good.
Yeah, all right.
It's not good.
Damn. It sounded bad when you said it,
yeah.
But it's really bad.
So kind of how the season started in that 0-7, over the last six, they've been similarly bad with runners in scoring position.
The pitching.
The difference here is, yeah, you go back to that first game against the Rockies, right? So we can go back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. Only one bad pitching performance in there, man. They gave up that 10 in that random, like, midnight first pitch with Schwellenbach on the mound against the Dodgers. Aside from that, they've allowed 3 runs, 2 runs, 2 runs, 2 runs, 3 runs, 0 runs, and then last night, 1 run.
Raffy came in.
He looked good.
Raffy came in that night. Raffy, I'm going to keep him Raffy. We're going to keep him Raffy.
Yeah, keep him Raffy.
Keep him Raffy.
Keep him Raffy.
That was pretty crisp.
He looked really good last night. That's also 4 consecutive appearances from Rafael Iglesias where he has not allowed a home run.
Yeah, man.
And that's the best he's looked all year. Yeah, he came in and was sharp, really good.
Including
was
striking really out Ellie De La Cruz with a bat on his shoulder.
Everybody struck out Ellie De La Cruz last night.
I'm telling you, Chris Sale was throwing that gas at him last night.
Yeah,
and it was like, I was sitting there just watching like Chris Sale pitch. And just big lefty, but he was putting a little extra stank on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because early on in the game, they were peppering him. You know, they kept getting him just little hits here and there.
Little dinky crap.
Yeah, just dinky. And you could tell he was getting a little.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wish he could have finished out that 7th.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he was over 100 pitches in so shit wisely, and they went ahead and got out of the inning for him and everything. But, yeah, the pitching has been just as solid as you need it right now, considering the fact, like you talked about, 3 of 39. God,
come on, guys!
Mighty.
I thought we fixed this thing.
3 of 39. The last three came in the last two games.
Well, Marcel to win it last night.
Okay.
I don't know. Off the top of my head.
Oh, I'm like, damn. That's pretty damn bad.
Very bad.
It's very bad.
It's very bad.
But hey, they got the win. Get to see my main man Grant Holmes, who's becoming my main man on the mound today. Hopefully, it don't rain and cooperate and get in and get out again. But yeah, Michael needed that so bad last night, man. He really, really did. And it was at the time that he got it, it was clutch, everything like that. And, it was a blunder in the infield.
Oh, it was. Yeah, flat out.
Because.
Flat out.
He sending him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hold on. He's already stopped, though. That was my I thought he was stopped at third chilling.
I guess he never did.
No, he never stopped. He just kept like, just go ahead and go.
Yeah.
Because they're out there, they're in a brain fog, not paying any damn attention to what's going on.
Yeah.
And
make him make a play.
You needed him to pump that ball that one last time.
Yep.
And then he was able to slide.
If he would have done any of three things differently, like first of all, the right fielder should have just thrown it home.
Yes.
Like he should have thrown the ball home.
And that could have been what threw him
off.
That's what threw him off.
If he's throwing it to me, clearly that means
I'm the
cutoff
man.
Yeah. I mean, if he is going to make the throw, you got to turn towards the plate as opposed to turning the other way.
Right.
Like, doesn't make any sense at all. And then he'd still turn and still had enough time, and he was baffled that he was running. He was so confused. He pumped, and then he threw it, and whatever, man. All that stuff needed to add up for Stuart Fairchild to get there and get his hand underneath the tag. It was still a bang-bang play.
Yes,
they challenged it. Or they were going to challenge it, and they decided not to. But, yeah, they needed every single split second in order to score that run. Back-to-back starts for Chris Sale with 10-plus strikeouts. Love that.
Yes.
He's looking like Chris Sale again. Because beginning of the season, there was some struggles. He's throwing that that slider way more. Nobody can hit it. It's like, when the fastball has the velocity that it had last night and the start before that, and then he has that slider going,
he's out.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Like, there's just nothing you're going to be able to do.
Chris Hill.
And as frustrating of a night as it probably was for Ellie De La Cruz at the plate, I mean, he still got the infield single, stolen base, score on a bloop. Dude, just the one run
the
they
freak.
Got, he produced
a damn freak
by himself with his legs.
Yes.
Like, that guy is fun.
He's a damn freak.
He's fun to watch.
He's a damn freak. And it's fun to watch him play and everything. I know I was telling you that, I told Bo that Isaiah was at the game, not last night, night before. They were right over there where the kid ran to the wall. He said, Pops, it was so damn loud.
Oh, so he was like.
Yeah, they were right there.
So he actually heard it in real life.
Yeah, he said,
oh, my God.
So damn loud. I was like, I can only imagine, man. But yeah, we talked about it. So hopefully the young man is good. But yeah, Braves 2-0 in the series. Got two more things.
Win today. 500.
And you're 500.
Be the fastest team to ever get back to 500 after starting 0-7.
500.
One of the worst records you could ever have. But whatever. If you're going to start 0-7, at least be the fastest one to get back to 500.
500.
We
need
it.
To get there.
Yeah,
we said Cinco de Mayo, right?
Say what?
Did we say Cinco de Mayo?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was wrong. Dang it.
Yeah, it's your fault.
I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not 3 for 39 with runners in scoring position.
It's not your fault.
Those guys are. But the week of Cinco de Mayo. We'll take the week of Cinco de Mayo, when you start 0-7. All right. Let's hear from Tyrese Halliburton being clutch again.
4 seconds to go. Halliburton for three. Three ball up top. Indiana by one. 1 1/10 seconds to go. Inbound. Merrill didn't get it off. And this rivals the Milwaukee finish.
You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, man. Just an absolute collapse by the Cleveland Cavaliers in the fourth quarter last night.
Dorks.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton's not overrated, I don't think.
Overrate that. But I mean, it's
very accurately rated.
It's bad enough that Spider, who had a game last night.
A great game, yeah.
And I'm talking about this dude, for this dude to be, because he only like 6'2", to be as explosive and just yam on folks like that, unbelievable. Yeah, he got to go tell them dorks, hey, man. All right, we ain't won nothing since LeBron was here.
Yeah, guys, we're 0-2 now. Okay, let's not.
We ain't done nothing since LeBron left here, all right? Overrated my behind. Overrate that, Tyrese.
Donovan Mitchell was really good last night.
Unbelievable
last night. 48 points. Like we said yesterday, he can shoot it 30 times if he scores 50.
Yes.
Because he shot it 30 times and got 48. You'll take it. I know Max Strus was really good last night. It's tough. Sledding, you know.
I mean, you're down without three starters.
They had a 20-point lead, so I don't want to bail them out too much by talking about that because they should have won that game. They just collapsed in the fourth quarter.
Right.
But when you don't have Darius Garland, you don't have Evan Mobley, who are both all stars, and you don't have DeAndre Hunter, who was your big trade deadline acquisition, it's going to be hard to go toe to toe with a team.
Yes.
You lost both the games at home. Now you got to go there. Like, they're going to have to dig deep, man. Like, that's the thing about. You know, obviously, they had a great season, and the reason they were as good as they were is because their offense was historic. Darius Garland and Evan Mobley are a huge part of that.
Yes, they are.
If you don't have those guys, that historic offense is not the same group. Now you get to find out what you're made out of, because none of them have been here before.
But that's my thing. It's like when you think of players,
except DeAndre Hunter, he's been in the Eastern Conference Finals.
He
was in it.
True, damn sure was. maybe lose a train of thought with that one. But no, these are those games where these series that your superstar got to get you one. Donovan Mitchell almost got him one last night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what you look at him as a player of his caliber. He'll get you one. And the way the game was looking, it looked like he was. That was a straight collapse.
Yeah.
Up 7 points with less than a minute,
yeah,
and you lose that game.
Yeah.
That was a straight collapse.
This is something we've seen like quite a bit through the playoffs so far.
Tight backside.
That for sure. Think of all the great collapses, comebacks, finishes, whatever, over just the last 3 days. Playoffs have been incredible. No home team has won in the second round yet.
Yes.
0-5 at home in the second round because the Cavs are 0-2 at home. But boxing out on free throws?
It's not that hard.
It's not.
It's not that hard.
It's not. It's one of the main fundamentals that you learn growing up playing basketball. For them to allow two offensive rebounds on free throws, I know the second one was sort of an intentional miss, weird bounce, whatever. The first one where Nesmith comes in there and two-hand dunks all over those guys on a putback?
He put Donovan Mitchell like in the little pad underneath the...
Yeah, and if I'm Donovan Mitchell, I'm furious.
I'm like, what the hell?
Because it wasn't my job to box him out. Somebody at the top has to box that guy out to let him get a running start and two-hand dunk on my head
head and put my face into the backboard.
We
man.
Don't see it very often, but a putback dunk on a missed free throw is one of like the rare treats.
And the
in
only
the
person
NBA.
Looked that did it smoother was Michael Jordan. You remember Mike did that?
Oh yeah, Jordan had a great one. Pippen had a great one.
Oh,
obviously that one last night from Nesmith was crazy, but they never happen.
No,
they're not supposed to happen.
They happen when you're like.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being lazy.
Yeah, when you're being lazy.
Yeah, you're being lazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh!
We'll come back and talk about the other game that happened last night. That was a stunner too, man.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Got some NFL news this morning, last night, whenever you saw it. But George Pickens is headed to Dallas. The Pittsburgh Steelers have made a trade to send George Pickens to the Dallas Cowboys. A couple draft picks coming back their way. We'll get into a bunch of other NFL stories as well. Abe found this wild list of college football coaches. I don't know who ranked them, but he said it was really bad. So we're going to go through that and talk about just how bad it is, among some other college football news and notes at 12:20 as well. And we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up an hour.
Yeah, you remember when Arizona hockey team that got locked out of the building and everything, they had to move to Utah?
Yeah, yeah.
They just found their name. They're called the Utah Mammoth.
Okay.
I like that name.
Because they played this year.
Yeah.
And were just called like the Utah Hockey Club.
Yes, but their official
mascot. Utah Mammoth.
Their official mascot is the Mammoth.
I remember because Yetis was on the table, like the Utah Yetis. But the Yeti company said, we know you don't do that. Like, that's us.
I don't think so.
I thought that's a great name.
No, it's not.
You don't like Utah Yetis?
Who wants to be called a Yeti?
What's wrong with a Yeti?
Yetis are great. But if I'm on a team, I don't want that to be my mascot.
Why not?
Nah. Because I would think, usually, I mean, I have a Yeti cooler or anything like that. But I only think of Yetis is like hot chicks sitting on them.
Oh.
That's the first time I was introduced to a Yeti.
When I think of the term Yeti, I guess cooler, but it's like a Bigfoot. Like a Yeti is they weren't naming them after the coolers. Yeti, before they were called the Yeti Coolers, Yeti is another name for like a Sasquatch, Abominable Snowman, something like that.
Never in my life knew that.
Oh, really? Yeah,
never knew that.
What the term comes from.
Yeah,
they weren't going to name them after the Coolers.
Yeah, never knew that. Never, ever knew that.
I understand why you thought that was such a dumb name now.
Yeah, now I understand why it was a dumbass name.
No. It's like the Utah Abominable Snowman.
But
Utah Yetis would have been a badass.
Oh, I did not know that.
And then you have like a big white Sasquatch.
Hell yeah.
But the cooler company was like, nah,
okay,
that's us.
Now I get it.
But then they could have just had like a partnership, like a natural partnership.
Nah.
That would have been a good do hockey teams do jersey sponsors? Everybody does jersey sponsors now.
But if I'm the Yeti cooler people, I'm like that too. Nah. Because like, what am I getting out of it? Because you're using the name Yeti, but you're not using us Yeti.
Yeah, I don't ever understand how that works.
Yeah, but Yeti came way before the cooler.
It was just like it's like the Dale Earnhardt Jr. Lamar Jackson arguing over the number 8. It's
right.
I don't know how we can claim stuff like that.
Yes.
Like, it's a word.
Eight's
you know what I mean?
Eight's been around.
That's a number.
Yeah.
Like,
eight's been around.
Lily's going to be eight in a couple of years. Do I have to pay Lamar?
Depends on what your cake looks like.
Because Dale Jr. was eight first. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but wasn't Steve eight before him?
Steve Young was eight before that. And yeah. I'm sure there's been a lot of eights before that, too. Lily's just going to, she's going to be seven for two years and then nine.
Yeah.
You know how some buildings don't have 13th floors?
Yes.
Because of superstition?
Yeah, which is still the weirdest thing to me.
It is.
I saw this funny ass reel, and I thought, because I know my children did it, and I can see your baby girl doing this, is like when it's something that you're supposed to be in under, and you're maybe like, say like five under, your child is six, but you're like, oh, no, they're five, and they come up, no, I'm not, mommy. I'm five. Mm-hmm. I'm six.
100%.
Will you shut your mouth? Yeah. And so I just saw that. First of all, I thought about you. I was like, Lily, that's going to be Lily's right there.
Yeah.
Lily, y'all going to be paying like full price, no time.
Yeah, because she'll even like if it's like for five and over or whatever it is now, she's very quick to say she's almost five.
Oh.
I'm about to, and she calls it whole-handed because,
uh-huh.
you know, all fingers. She says, I'm about to be whole-handed.
Right.
And that's everything is that now.
Right.
Like, if something's going to happen, she's like, yeah, we'll do that when I'm whole-handed. We have a weird, for whatever reason, we've watched the movie Cars 3.
A million times.
But we've never finished it. Like, it's just like, whatever, you watch the first 20 minutes, you move on, or whatever, she gets bored, she wants to do something else. I don't know how the movie ends.
You know how Cars ends?
I know how Cars 1 ends.
Okay.
And I know how Cars 2 ends.
Right.
I don't know what happens at the end of Cars 3. And I like the movie, but every time I'm like, hey, let's finish Cars, she's like, let's wait till I'm whole-handed. And
really?
I'm like, all right.
I've only seen one Cars. I might sneak
the end of Cars 3 one of these days.
Why don't you?
I just want to know what happens. Like, does Lightning McQueen regain his glory? Does that lady that was his trainer, does she take over? Like, is she going to win?
You are so in-depth in this, though.
I really like one of the great things about this era of Disney, Pixar, whatever, is the movies are awesome. Like I have no problem sitting there and watching, like, you know, Encanto or whatever. That's a good movie. Like, it's better than half the movies I watch on my own.
Thank God my babies are not into that. But I can't do no more, like, nursery rhymes and same song over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it. But for some reason, he's three, and all he wants to do is look at it. You ain't got to turn the volume on. You got to turn the volume because he knows all the damn words.
You know what she's into right now, which is very – I don't even know how to explain how this happened, but there's like a type of song that's like a sea shanty, like a sea song, like sailors would sing.
Okay.
Like yo ho ho and a bottle of rum or something like that. Or what do you do with a drunken sailor? That kind of stuff. There's an artist that sings songs like that, and she loves it.
Hell yeah.
Like she just wants to listen to boat songs. Like there's a whole album called The Wellerman, and it's all about sea shanties and whatever, and that's all she wants to listen to. Like we walked to Food Truck Tuesdays yesterday, and it was like a mile and a half walk, and I brought my JBL speaker. She was like, "Let's listen to boat music."
Yeah,
and I was like, aloud?" She's like, "Yeah, turn it up." So we were walking down the road, just singing along.
Dude,
it was pretty.
Y'all walked to that food truck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the same food truck place, right?
In the park? It's on Atlanta Road. It's
y'all walk from your house all the way down there.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Gotta get those steps in.
I remember, Andy, they first started it. And I don't know what happened. Somehow Donna got somebody, because that's when we lived over in that area, somebody told Donna about it. And me and her and Samson and I think Kai, we had went. They were still babies.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was real cool and everything. And somehow it got on like Facebook. And it just got poof.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
Like, you could barely freaking move it with so many people.
You got to get there at 5.
It was so many freaking people there.
When the food trucks open their window, you got to get there. Because if you were waiting till like 6:15,
man.
You're going to be waiting 20 minutes.
Dude, I was like, are you serious? I'm serious. It was really chilled everything. And then, like, Facebook Messenger got a hold of it. Just like Facebook get hold of everything. I don't care. I said it. And it was just people every freaking word. Because that church, remember, we used to try to park in that church back there.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, you got to park in a neighborhood all the way in the back.
I got to cut the line on all the food trucks, though. Smyrna Golf Champ. They were like, oh, the Smyrna Golf Champ's here. Let him go. No, it's not. No one knows that.
No. My thing, again, I said this just, outside of your wife and kids, nobody spends as much time with you as me.
Mm-hmm.
So you know me, I notice everything. You've been real golfy since you won that damn that little championship.
Well, okay, first of all,
the championship.
Yeah.
You've been real golfy.
What does that mean?
All right, you've been wearing all your golf gear the last 3 days.
Yeah.
All right, the last 3 days,
I have a business, you've been real, I have a business meeting.
You've been real
today.
Golfy.
Well, I'm a golf champion.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You've been real golfy.
I'm the
these
golf
last
champion
days.
Of Smyrna.
So, all of Smyrna?
Yeah, the whole city of Smyrna. I'm the golf champion of it. Actually, I didn't win the championship flight. I won the first flight. So there's a couple guys that played better than me, but who cares about those guys? Those guys are probably pros or something. I don't know what they are.
We don't
probably
know them.
PEDs. They're probably using steroids.
We don't know them.
Yeah. No, I got a little golf meeting after the show.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you've been real golfy.
Well, now that I'm a golf champion, like all these golf companies have inundated our sales staff with business opportunities.
Okay.
So, you know, I got to go. Got to take calls.
I ain't mad at you. That way. I thought you've been real golfy.
I've always been real golfy.
No. We've been together a long time. You ain't never been this golfy.
Besides the fact that I'm wearing a polo shirt today.
And
the vest.
Yeah.
But it's raining outside.
Exactly.
But like, what else have I done that's golfy besides that?
That's all you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm used to Atlanta Braves T-shirts, Washington T-shirt.
I had a Washington shirt on yesterday.
Yes, but it's real golfy. it's real golfy.
I guess it was a half zip.
Yeah, it's real golfy.
Or a quarter zip. I don't know. Half zip, quarter zip.
When are you getting the key?
Well, soon probably. Yeah, I assume at some point at the city hall they will have a key ceremony for me and maybe name a street after me or something like that. I'm not sure.
Do you want it street drive or is it Andy Bunker Boulevard?
Bunker Boulevard. Yeah. I think you got to go with the alliteration on that one. Or maybe like a random one, you know, like a terrace, you know, or a circle.
Parkway?
Or something like that. Bunker Parkway.
No.
Yeah. I think that's
Boulevard.
Boulevard's good. Yeah. I'm not anti Boulevard.
But Boulevard, you think more of like hookers.
So you think when you think Boulevard?
Yeah.
It's hookers?
Yeah. Think about
hookers. What's like. But classy hookers.
Yeah, classy ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got matching tops.
Like avenues, that's for kind of.
Yeah.
That's trashy.
Yeah.
But Boulevard hookers, those are the classy ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Bunker Boulevard is where you find yourself a classy hooker. All right. there's really no natural transition to anything other than that. But there was one very fun to watch basketball game last night. There was one very unfun game to watch last night. And I don't know what the Minnesota Timberwolves were doing. I don't know how you come out flat after their great first-round performance against the Lakers. You would have thought that they would have the same type of advantage over the Warriors in terms of size. Now, credit to the Warriors. The Warriors' defense has been insane.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's sometimes when you listen to people explain the ins and outs, X's and O's of it, this is different how they guard you than how the Lakers guard you. And Minnesota wasn't ready for that. And so when you look at it from that standpoint, but I think the most important thing about yesterday was that Ant-Man wasn't Ant-Man.
Something was weird.
Look, that was
something was weird in the first
and it
half.
It could have been how they were defending him or whatever, but he was getting to his spots.
Mm-hmm.
He's just missing,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so, and then you think at it, Steph was hot. And then he goes down and you saw, uh-oh. Because when I saw it, I think I was still watching when they were talking about Steph Curry when I returned because of a hamstring. Like, uh-oh, this is about to get ugly quick. But yet, they still got a guy that can still control games.
Yep.
And talking about Jimmy Butler, he can control. Only had 20 points,
mm-hmm.
but it was how he got the 20 and how he controlled the game. But still, Minnesota just never was into it.
No. I mean, Steph went out; they were down 10. Right, Minnesota was down 10. Midway through the third quarter, they're down 23.
Yeah,
like they extended the lead over the course of the next 15 minutes in a way that you wouldn't have expected, and a lot of that had to do with the defense that they play. And like, look, obviously you want Steph on the floor as much as possible, and Steph needs to be healthy in order for them to win this series. But in the short term, and something that Minnesota wasn't expecting, when you don't have Steph and you got to go with Gary Payton, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler. Like, that's a hell of a defensive unit.
It's a hell of a defensive unit.
Of a defensive unit.
Yes.
The other thing is, and credit to Steve Kerr for doing this, because we saw J.J. Redick not do it, like, Jonathan Kuminga hasn't played and was told he wasn't going to play.
Mm-hmm.
We played last night. Played 13 minutes, played pretty good, too, mm-hmm. actually. And they're going to need him in this series.
Especially if Steph can't go.
Yeah. So, look, I don't know what happened exactly. I don't know why we got here with Jonathan Kuminga, but he played 13 important minutes last night. Kevon Looney played 14 important minutes last night. Like, and I know they're like, Kuminga's not like a huge player, but they need that kind of size and athleticism to beat Minnesota.
But I think when you look at how they won, also Dre played one of his best offensive games you'll see. But I mean, still cope with the defense. But The guys who we talk about on Minnesota, obviously Ant-Man's a guy, but Naz Reid, those dudes like that, like they got to
he played good.
They
got to
do their thing, but that's with Ant-Man, mm-hmm. you know. And so I just thought that, and you mentioned it, that the Golden State defense is just a lot different than the Lakers defense. They're a lot more athletic.
Yes.
They're a lot, you know, more
perimeter
oriented yeah. defensively, and that's how Minnesota. I know they got Rudy Gobert big ass in there, but they're an outside in team. Mm-hmm. And then when you're going against a defense that plays well on the outside part of it, that's why I was like, hey, get inside.
Yeah, you got to go to the rim.
You got to go. Yeah, you got to go to the rim. That was and I know Charles Barkley, he said it last night, meaning how good he's become a three-point shooter. He starts relying on it too much.
Yeah.
Like this dude.
100%.
This dude can get anywhere on the court.
We've been talking about that
everybody.
For months.
Dude, get to the rack.
And I like it in the regular season because I think it keeps him healthier. Like, I don't hate Anthony Edwards going to the rim 25 times a night, 82 games a year.
Right.
Like, lead the NBA in threes because you can. Like, that's a cool thing just to be able to decide you're going to do and then do.
Right.
But in games like last night, like, the best way for you to put pressure on Golden State's defense is to be the physical presence that you are. Like, obviously, if you get a pass on the perimeter in good rotational ball movement and you're open, shoot it. Like, you got to shoot an open three.
Right.
But if you're dancing on the perimeter ISO and you're trying to shoot a three, that's a win for Golden State's defense. Because you get to the rim, you're probably going to finish anyway because you're stronger than everybody. You're probably going to foul them. So over the course of time, they're going to get in foul trouble. Not to mention, like, and call me a traditionalist. Anthony Edwards dunking on somebody is a lot more exciting than Anthony Edwards hitting a three on somebody.
Damn right it is.
And you get the team energized when he does it.
And
so
you get that arena. Because even the arena was
everything
flat.
Was weird.
Everything about
everything
it.
Was weird last night. Now, again, he came back, scored 22 points in the second half, went to the rim, played really well, had 14 rebounds. He looked like his normal self in the second half. Whatever their game plan was. And then the coach talked about it afterwards, too. I've seen some headlines saying that Chris Finch called
God.
Him out.
I don't, oh, God.
You got to listen to the question.
The question.
The reporter asked Chris Finch, like, what do you say to him going into game two? And he's like, well, I'm not going to say anything to him. Like, he's Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're the guy.
Oh, my God. He called him out. Ant-Man wants out of Minnesota.
He didn't call him out. He said the right thing. But he's right. Like, Anthony Edwards sets the tone for the team.
And he knows this.
Yeah, exactly.
And he knows this. You know. But,
oh, my God. Chris Finch called him to the carpet.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Georgia Lottery are teaming up to give you a chance to win lower-level tickets to Atlanta United's home match against Philadelphia Union on May 17th. Just go to 92.9thegame.com, click on the contest page, and register for your chance to win. If you win, you'll also get a gift box, all courtesy of the Georgia Lottery. So register now at 92.9thegame.com. I always like when I read them for the first time on the air, and we all get to be excited and surprised together. All right, we'll come back with an NFL No Huddle. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.